Welcome to chapter one, You Already Know Enough. Maybe you have the thought, right? Who am I to write a book? Or staring at a blank page can be overwhelming. But I'll guarantee you, your lived experience already is the book. The conversations you have with clients, the recipes you share with friends, when you talk about your family history, there's so much content that you're already sharing with other people that could be put into a book. So you are absolutely qualified to write a book, and we're going to help you remove that fear of the blank page. Because the blank page is just a myth, right? You've been writing all along. And I'm guessing, again, if you're here reading this book, you know you have a book in you, and you're ready. Like, you're ready. You just don't want to face the mountain of work that we've all been led to believe writing a book is about. Did you realize that roughly 81% of Americans say they want to write a book? And only a very, very small fraction of that ever finishes or publishes. So it's not because we lack ideas, but it's because we've been following an outdated process that is still perpetuated in the marketplace. So most people never finish, not because they can't write, but because the system wasn't built for how real people write. I wrote a book about a year ago, and my first experience had been awful, so I wasn't really craving writing a book again, but I knew I had one in me. But I had a hard 30-day deadline. So I'm not sure I would have written the book without that deadline, right? I would have gotten, even though I had created a system and was using AI, but I guarantee you, our system is even easier than that. So let's bust the myth of the real writer, right? That old model, isolation, daily word quotas, sitting at the, chaining yourself to the laptop so that you can get something out, then rewriting it 1400 times. For me, and I think for a lot of people, right, we're out loud processors. There is no way that my fingers can keep up with the speed of my brain. I'm to the end of the chapter in my brain, and I'm still pecking away at the first two sentences. So I knew that was not an option for me. And in fact, that system, really, it's like trying to funnel lightning through a coffee straw, right? It's aggravating, frustrating, and disappointing in the end product. So let me put this in your brain. What if there was a better, easier way? And that's really what we're talking about here, is a different way to think about book writing that still honors your voice, your knowledge, your experience. So the first book I wrote was grueling, and it wasn't that long a book, right? But it was unbearably painful to extract that information, try to create the way it sounded in my head and put it onto paper. It was forced. I worked with an editor. It was endless edits, up late at night. Really, it was not a process that was particularly enjoyable. At the end, I was exhausted. I didn't feel joyful that I'd written a book. I was thankful it was over. The second book, where I was on that 30-day deadline, I knew I had to incorporate AI. I knew I had to figure out a way to make it simpler for me to get those words on paper, right? And here's the thing. I didn't realize how much I say, here's the thing, until a beta reader came back and she said, do you know you say here's the thing all the time? I was like, here's the thing. I didn't know that. But what came about from being able to speak and use my voice to write the book was it's very conversational, right? It's the kind of book I wanted to build from the get-go, just didn't know how to do it the old-fashioned way. Because you do hear euphemisms. You do pick out, here's the thing, which then I turned around and leaned into. Because I do say it all the time. So now, when people read that book, they say, it sounds like you're in my head. Well, pretty much because I am, right? But we've got an even simpler way than the way I did it. So speaking surfaces our truth, right? And writing then polishes it. But it doesn't change it in such a way that people don't recognize your voice in the process. And that's the beauty of this system. And that's why we get excited about talking to people about writing that book that seemed like such a faraway dream, and it's totally within your reach now. And we get this fear too. What if I don't sound smart enough? Seriously, you are smart enough. You have something to share with the world. And readers connect to honesty. Now, maybe not so much polish, but I will say, you are gonna, actually recently somebody said to me, well, whenever I use AI, they come up with all sorts of misspellings. I was like, okay, well, one, that's part of the beauty of using AI, right? She very, very seldom, I've never seen a word spelled wrong. So somehow they're using the wrong type, or like, I have no idea what's going on there, right? But conversational, we want to, when we read books, sure, we want to gain the knowledge, but we also want to be entertained. We want to get a little glimpse into that person who's writing this book. Because when we do, we think, maybe I could write a book as well. Or I see how I can use this information in my own life. Let's throw out all the textbooks where we had to grind through those. Reading should be enjoyable even if we're reading to get information. And here's the bottom line. If you sound like a human, you're doing it right. Because humans want to read books written by humans. And the thing about books is their permanence, right? It sets you up as a person who not only has knowledge to share, but who is committed enough to go through the process and get those words on paper. It lasts now in this space, clear beyond us. We're leaving a legacy. And you will be amazed. There will be probably many times you don't know the people's, they don't know how much you changed people's lives, right? But I got the opportunity. Someone reached out. I did not know her. She had gotten the book. Somehow somebody had recommended it. she reached out and said, well, I just really wanted to meet you and talk about your book on storytelling. And so we did. And you know, she went on then to, I think she began to understand the power of her own story through she had felt that in the book and then reached out and said, and then once she did, she really embraced that and took that framework, went on to do a TEDx talk based on her story, ended up reshaping their business a little bit. And I don't think we think about that when we write a book, right? We don't realize that it expands our capability to reach people. I probably would have never connected with her otherwise. We clearly were in similar circles, but we might never have touched each other's lives. And a book can do that for you. It can build that bridge and expand your audience, whatever your audience looks like. And books are tangible evidence that your ideas matter. If it sets you up as a thought leader, if you're in business, gives you credibility in business, but even within your own family, right? If you choose to do a legacy book on recipes or your podcast, there's something about the heftiness of not only the written word, but a physical book and handing it to people, giving it as gifts, having people buy it, using it as your business card. It is a very, very powerful thing to have a book in your arsenal. Because books preserve stories, right? And frameworks. And they give people insight into the way we think. And when we can build that bridge from our stories into their lives and make that connection where they see themselves in our words, that is super powerful. That is a beautiful thing. And books, more than any other media, right, are going to preserve those into the future for future generations. Think about when you look at your bookshelf. I look at the books that I've read, that I love, that I've read multiple times. And there's just something about a book that says, this happened, this story matters. Not only does it matter to me, but it matters to other people. And I took the time to share my knowledge with the world. So, and the book is really a container, right? That one place where all your ideas come together. Your message in one place. Maybe you've got 10 podcasts and weaving those then into a book, it creates another entry point for people to come into your world. And the truth is, most people that we meet already have at least 80% of their book, but it's scattered across different venues, right? It's in podcasts, it's in coaching sessions, it's with different family members. And this method that we're talking about is what can help you gather and shape it with, again, less the work than you can imagine. So writing isn't a solo act anymore, right? you're going to want to invite humans into the journey to share with you, whatever. And that will depend when and how you invite them in, ultimately on the goal of your book. But no longer are we having to isolate ourselves. One of the things that I leaned into when I wrote the book was, if there were meetings that I went, ugh, about, I didn't attend them. But I had these weird intuitive hits to attend things that I normally would not have. And I did that because invariably somebody said something. I was like, oh, that's super juicy. I want that in my book. Or that is a questionable idea. That I need in my book for the other side, right? To say, don't do this. So software can streamline this process so that you can invite humans in all along the way. But you're going to want beta readers, reviewers, supporters, however that looks for you. So realize that writing no longer is that isolated act. And in fact, James Patterson, one of the most successful writers of this generation for sure, if you've watched any documentaries or done any reading on him, he really has a system that has created efficiency for him that turns out massive amounts of books. But part of what he's very clear about is he loves the idea creation. I saw a program with him, and he has literally file cabinets full of ideas. And that's why he invited co-authors in, right? He knew he couldn't write all these books, and he loves the process part of it, coming up with the idea, the structure, that kind of thing. So just a reminder that it's really anymore is a collaborative process, right? And technology can be part of that teammate. It's not the talent end, it's your teammate in writing a book in a beautiful, simple way. But I also want to say, on the other hand, this method doesn't write itself, right? There's going to be doubt. There's going to be procrastination. There's going to be other things that you're going to need to overcome to write this book, and you're going to have to put in some effort. It still will take focus, consistency, heart, inviting others in. But it is finally possible for real people with real lives to not have to set aside even a full 30 days, right? This process is going to make it so by the end of your book, you will feel joyful versus exhausted. And the last thing I want to talk about is how writing will change you. It will organize your thoughts. It will heal old stories. And it will really clarify your next chapter, maybe. And I mean, your next chapter in the sense of your life, right? You will do editing, because everybody does editing. We want it to sound like us. And as you move through it, I ended up doing 4 edits because that felt right to me. I probably could have edited again. And now, having read it, after you've written it, you're like, oh, wow, I should have edited that, right? That is going to happen regardless of what process you use, because we're evolving and changing too as the book evolves and change. And the beauty of this process is it just does 80% of the work for you, and then you still come in and make sure it sounds like you and that you have your voice in it. You're not starting from scratch. But there is something so special about writing a book and holding that physical copy in your hand. The pride, the commitment, the perseverance to your voice. You will feel that and others will feel that. It will elevate you in ways that you can't imagine, both inwardly and outwardly. And I want to encourage you that you're not starting from scratch, right? You're standing in the middle of a pile of material. And our goal with this book is to help you kind of wrap your arms around that material, give it an umbrella, and then simply structure it so at the end of the day, you end up with something that you're extremely proud of. Woo, chapter one. So take a breath because you already know enough. You have everything in you to write a book and potentially more than one book, right? But let's jump in.